Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast.
We're all together now.
Yeah, this is in real life. Brian, Gabe, and Aubrey. It's been a year of it, but we're going to jump into the markets as always.
Yeah, so Bitcoin, I mean, we've been in a kind of bear, so we've been dipping with the war and everything. So Bitcoin was down to like 37, but now it's bounced to back up to 38,000, and then ETH has been trading at like 2,500. Had a dip today, and then it kind of bounced back. But 2,500 is ETH, and like everything is getting kind of hammered because of the war, macro, and everything, and it's been crazy.
Yeah, we've been looking like the macro stuff, and I mean it's interesting to look at relative stuff because inflation is hitting people. Savings are going down, and then if you look at like with all this stuff with crypto, other places are also like losing money. You know, a lot of people in the stock market are also losing money.
Gas.
Yeah,
we're so reliant on Russia. Like gas is expensive, and you can see that like at going by the gas station, gas prices are raising, and that's the hit. I mean, every American needs gas, so. Like, that's how you can tell it's been hitting when people start complaining about the increased gas prices.
But, I mean, that's, like, the basic sentiment. I mean, you kind of only got to look at Bitcoin, Ethereum, but everybody knows everybody's kind of losing at the moment. But Gabe's, like, been in the Phantom ecosystem just like I have for quite a while. I mean, that was, like, our first, like...
Yeah, it's the first call. Congratulations on 1 year, by the way. For crypto Sparta guys.
Phantom was at 6 cents.
Well, Phantom was at 6 cents, and then I bought some, and then I got Gabe into it, and I sold him Phantom at a cheap price.
And it was about 14 months ago, I think, when I bought Phantom.
And the Phantom news has kind of shook DeFi, and then now it's big news. I think that the voice of crypto is larger.
The ripple effect.
It's gotten much bigger. Going away. Yeah.
Well, that's how
it wasn't just Phantom.
But you can tell how reliant it is on speculation, though. That just like further.
Well, I mean, Phantom is getting more. Phantom has gotten more transactions than Ethereum.
It has.
Well, and then AVAX is right up there with Ethereum. And then Ethereum, it's weird because I remember trading Ethereum where every transaction is like $60. And then what happens is that now it's very cheap. And then you wonder, is it a ghost chain? Who's using it?
Phantom or Ethereum? Yeah.
Yeah. And then the thing is, there's...
Seems like Ethereum's dying.
There's... Yeah, I know. It's kind of scary. It's kind of spooky. But I mean, for NFTs, it's kind of the main thing, you know, the OG in town. But there's Phantom NFTs. I mean, Anoop's big into those.
Yeah, I mean, while we're talking about macro, only 3% of people in the world have crypto. So, you know, it's,
I've heard that among the
I think it's less.
No. The thing is, among the future class, the people are starting to already get into crypto. It's like over time, it's going to grow because the marketing has gone towards young dudes mainly, but also middle aged. You know, the people that are in crypto have a certain customer profile.
Yeah.
But those people, there are young people in that section that over time are going to slowly be contributing over time. But what I've heard is that there's no retail. There's no, like, the average person doesn't have money to spare. If there's inflation and all these problems,
inflation's a squeeze.
They're not the ones who are going to be gambling on Dogecoin anymore because it's like...
They're going to hunker down.
Everyone's just going to be, like, hiding out in cash and, like, gold and... Oil and silver and commodities.
Can you believe though? Like oil was like -$12. Like I remember that.
It seemed like a steal, but what I looked at was you had to do it at enough a scale. There are all these people who joke on the internet now. Their memes were like, "Yeah, I bought oil at -$37," and it's like,
it wasn't.
Dude, you need a storage. You need a storage place. You need a storage place, and then you need to get a deal with the people that will transport it to from wherever.
You just buy like.
I looked into this. Though. I was like -$37. Like
this is like.
Can I just store it in like a farmhouse? It's like futures. No, there are regulations. No,
this is always sunny in Philadelphia.
You could.
They take advantage of the gas market. You know, try to get that arbitrage.
Dude, I bought like a bunch of futures.
Dude, I mean, that's the whole thing is there's arbitrage and rewards. And we had talked about it because we're looking at having some of the people at Sparta Outsourcing do the year in review, you know, of all the podcasts that Brian and I and like everybody's done. And we've like had a few things that I think have resonated, like, you know, highlights, wow, where it's like you get really excited about rewards and you're like, I'm going to stake something. I'm smart. And the rewards are going to make so much money. And then
what? It's happened so many times.
I think Brian, it's that guy as well. Because the idea.
Brian, you just seem to hit all.
You know, you just need to ape earlier. I ape
no,
MRI.
No, you just got to know where to sell, when to sell your bags. Like, I was up at some point on these coins, like, and we were up big, and then we just
didn't trimming the profits, trimming the profits. That's what Michael always talked about.
Got
where
too
it's
gray,
like,
got too gray.
Well, it's gonna be interesting because people talk about cycles. Do you believe in cycles? Do you? What are you believing in the future? Because it's definitely been like a bear market for a while.
Yeah, I think like Kobe tweeted like 10-year bear now. Bubble or something. That's like,
yeah.
If this goes on for 10 years, I don't know.
I think it's the biggest concern for me with crypto is how much it correlates with stocks. I think that's like a really bad thing.
I mean, it's supposed to decorrelate, but
also like the global economy, and then also I think
I mean,
that
the more of that
regulations,
I was really hoping it
people
would be
are really going to start regulating.
Morgan owns some MetaMask.
So
did
people
you see that?
People have this idea. Well, yeah, they're investing in consensus.
Yeah,
that's where Harvard works at.
In MetaMask.
Dude, Harvard worked at Consensus.
Yeah. Harvard.
Shout out Harvard.
One year anniversary meeting Harvard.
Yeah, we
almost. Bitcoin conference.
If you guys are out at the Bitcoin conference, meet me. I'll be representing GoBusiness, art outsourcing, crypto outsourcing, and various ventures.
Yeah, there's other six ventures.
If you're a lawyer, we're looking to do crypto legal. And then if you're a memer, I have Trudeau memes, Biden memes, Modi memes, crypto memes. We're looking to monetize these things. So we're looking for
crypto outsourcing.
We're looking to hire you.
Sparta outsourcing.
Sparta outsourcing. Shout out.
Crypto Sparta. You know, that's how I got into crypto. That made me all my money. All the money I have.
I mean, there are Spartans. There are Spartans out there.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought some cars with Crypto Sparta. You know, it's...
We golfed a lot with Crypto Sparta.
Von Hansen,
shout out Von Hansen. We got some Von Hansens today. It's been a fun podcast. This is like the year anniversary, basically.
But,
the unofficial sponsor of Von Hansen.
Yeah.
But back to Phantom, right?
Like, Andre Cronje basically disappeared.
Active Shop, one of the main developers of Phantom. And it's like kind of like feels like Bill Gates leaving Microsoft or something. Like, you know, if
shockwaves through the
it's actual news. And then Phantom did take a dip, right?
Was
it 16%?
Yeah.
And it's like those are normal crypto numbers, but like
it was 1.7, dropped to 144, and then now altogether is another dip. It's like a 1.3.
So everybody in Phantom, I feel like, is in DeFi and is staking. And then the thing is, there's people who go beyond Phantom, which I also do myself, where it's like, are you betting on the decentralized exchange, the DEXs, Boo, or Spirit? Or are you like staking in Beethoven or
Liquid Driver?
Yeah, Solidify.
Spooky. Like,
it's
all
just
these random names. But like, Andre's not a part of any of those. Like, he's just responsible for building up Phantom, basically.
Well, it blows my mind. This is a big reason to use Crypto Sparta, where, like, consulting crypto companies to actually know how to communicate with people. How do you do worse communications? Everyone was like, well, dude, maybe you don't just randomly say that you're quitting everything you've been working on for years.
Well, but and just quit something he just launched like last week.
Yeah.
Let's just cut to it.
Solid and sex the coins.
jaded about that.
Dale, can Phantom talk without Karanya?
Of course. The thing is, though, is AVAX or Matic?
Does AVAX now have the edge?
And then this becomes a horse race. And then what's happened is, I think I've gone full circle where I was like an ETH flipping guy, and I'm just like, there's only one best. There's a Michael Saylor. I'm like, Bitcoin is the safe haven because it is the first.
There's no drama with Bitcoin.
Well, ETH, it's about the technology. Bitcoin's and if the technology is wrong, if you can do NFTs for a very cheap price, or if you can do more.
So decentralized.
Well, I mean, that's what they were saying about IC, Internet Computer Protocol. The scalability is so much higher. It's a bit more centralized, but you can't do video games on Ethereum.
No.
It's incredibly bad. The thing is, it's so decentralized that
there's going to be chains for different things.
Well,
right?
The cost, exactly. And then you need to do the ZK
rules. Ethereum's never
and
really
And then does it matter if it's Ethereum or Matic?
That's just kind of a dream.
True.
It's kind of
somebody,
a dream.
Somebody just gets
it. Seems like a dream.
Though. Yeah, yeah. It's like ETH 2.0. When will it ever launch?
Oh, it's not a thing anymore.
Like
Chainlink,
CC.
Never mind.
Like,
ETH 2.0, no.
When's it going to launch?
It's not coming anymore.
They say it's going to launch.
Dude, that was the good meme, man. We should pull it up if you have it in there. Where I gave it to you, where it was talking about Chainlink. And then this is like this sneaky thing where I like sold out and I want to buy back in.
Oh yeah,
but Chainlink has been doing
$13.
Yeah, just stacking the, but it's out underperformed so badly.
Yeah, I know.
But you always believe that eventually Chainlink.
I built on Chainlink a long time.
I did too.
It was best decision I ever made.
It was underperforming so bad. Eventually, you cut the. Yeah, and but then there's the meme about it, like, oh man, you believe in Chainlink. And then
it's a cult, basically, because it's like you are
the Link Marines. You're a Link Marine.
Yeah, you're sad, and then you go on Twitter and read it.
How many months? Like, you still have Chainlink, and then that's the
TVL,
thing.
TVL.
Yeah, Chainlink. I mean,
Pepemon, or what's it?
Pepemon.
The cucumber, basically.
Oh, my pickle?
Yeah, my pickle, basically.
Yeah, Coltherium and the penguins. And, I mean, I got in and out. I mean, this could basically be, like, a episode of kind of a year and looking back. Dude, what moves? I feel like the whole last year was actually pretty awful. And then you just slowly...
Overall, was a bullet here.
In hindsight,
when did it dip in what, May-ish?
No, we didn't know when to. I mean, I didn't know
Bitcoin
when to sell.
Jan to December was like a 6x.
Well, March.
Like on like the yearly candle.
March to July when I started, crypto was awesome.
That was the whole thing. Brian was late. He's the exit liquidity.
Yeah, I was the exit liquidity.
We all bought Phantom in January. Like
I missed that
cents.
Boat. But I was in Urzel early and I 3x and then.
That was the start of 2020.
Then the launch.
Yeah, and then the launch. Then that triggered it just everyone.
I first bought crypto in November of 2020. The first crypto I ever
I was
bought.
March 2021, yeah.
And I think the vast majority of the money I made was in those first 3 months.
Yeah. No, that's probably true. But like, I also like, I didn't sell. I was like, I want more. I got too greedy.
The thing about it is like selling, and I feel like taking profits and like deciding things that you
want
to buy.
Yeah, I don't even want to.
I took a lot of profits.
I don't want to report
losses.
I took profits.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay for them in a month.
I don't even want to report losses right now. I'm not selling any of my coins.
I mean,
I'm gonna know record taxes.
No,
it's record taxes.
Yeah, I mean, we're. I feel like we want to talk about taxes, but we shouldn't. I don't know. This is not legal advice, not financial advice.
I haven't received my last tax.
It's not financial advice, right?
Like this.
No, I'm just scared.
They're under.
No, I'm just saying.
They're undermanned. They're undermanned to understand. They can't like.
I still have to pay tax.
Yeah, I know, but it's like if you miss like a digit or something, I mean, like they're not gonna like harp on you as long as you're like truthful and like you know you put that
energy
out.
I'll do my best.
Do your best. Like Donald Rumsfeld, he wrote a letter to the SEC, and he was like, Me and my wife, we are college educated Americans, and I don't know what I did on my taxes, but I don't know if I missed anything. If I missed anything, it's not my fault, basically. Like, tax laws are complicated.
They're very complex, and I mean, I don't know.
Especially crypto. I received a 1099, a 1090 whatever stock form that you receive from a bank. I received from Coinbase that tracked my transactions, which is nice, but all the MetaMask transactions are obviously are not. I mean, you have to self-report
that. I don't know how to do the, because it was like Robinhood, Gemini, Coinbase, Webull. One thing I wanted to reflect on was the GameStop thing. And then also the trigger of the Dogecoin stuff.
Yeah, Elon rug Doge so hard.
Yeah, and then the SNL narrative, and then now the feeling of Andre being like an Elon.
Yeah.
Just like a harbinger of doom.
No, but Elon is not like investing in crypto.
I would say everything is kind of dropping. So what is Andre's
not a lot more for crypto?
I think people should take out their crypto money and then just buy expensive
punches. No, but I'm saying
it's probably safer than crypto.
It's probably similar to like
Elon. That like might be a shill, you know?
It's probably similar to like Elon leaving Tesla. Like, let's say, like, he was like, I don't want to be CEO anymore.
It's very different, though, because...
Well, there was a giant drop off of that news.
Yeah, but Elon
I still think Phantom is undervalued.
What is Elon created in the crypto?
I'm saying it's comparable to Tesla.
He's just a hype man.
In stock market.
He's just a hype man. Like, Karate actually, like, created a lot of infrastructure.
No, Elon to Tesla is like Andre to Crony.
Yes.
Or Andre to Phantom.
You can't really say Elon, like, actually really did anything in crypto. He's, like, a hype guy.
I'm not talking about crypto. I'm talking about for Tesla.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you just left Tesla. Like, that would have a dramatic...
That would kill...
Hey, guys.
That would kill Tesla.
Yeah.
Let's do... We'll move now. Like, cut. Team. India. Shout out. But then now we go into NFTs. This is our NFT segment where we talk about.
You guys didn't really get into solidly or Anton.
No, we're not going to get into solidly because we can't do too much.
Well, that's why Kronier dipped, or that's why he's out because solidly.
No,
killed him.
That's speculation.
No,
he was like apparently already tired of stuff, and he actually
It's all about the Twitter haters.
Dude, honestly, the Twitter show.
There was beef with RXL. They were flooding.
No, it's speculation. Honestly, I think that the story is.
We don't need to like shit on Andre. You know, it's just not something we need to do.
If someone wants to leave, whatever. Someone can leave.
I did see a meme though where it was Sifu, Andre, and Daniele.
He actually did a lot for crypto in the long run.
Well, yes. I mean, he did kill
with Phantom ecosystem.
No, but the thing is, he's like a mythical hero. Literally, the heroes in crypto are like, you don't actually know who they are.
Mm-hmm. But he created a lot of things that were
not a lot of people docs.
Like Phantom Nerd are like very successful. Like he did like some successful.
Well, the weird thing is, it's like, this is the reason for like Sparta outsourcing, where it's like, dude, social media, it gets really out of proportion.
Yeah.
And I mean, you really, these are strangers.
He's going to go down as a villain, but. You know,
are you think he's going to go down as a villain? Or,
yeah.
I
mean,
solidly, for sure, he's down for a villain.
He'll go down as a villain.
Other projects,
but like,
not. But solidly, he was like, he was the main developer and he launched it. And that's the one that's actually terminated.
Go look at the Solidly website right now. It's just like gone.
No, it says like the Solidly exchange. If you so Henry Ye, the guy from Tomb and the FTM, they have an LP pool on Solidify exchange or Solidly exchange, and it's like you have to remove your funds by April 3rd, otherwise they may be lost.
Yeah. So this will no longer.
No way.
So solid. So people invest in Solidly,
but the pool is insolvent. The pool is just gone.
No, there's other
Solidex too.
There's other FDM
Dude, who's tools. Supporting these markets with these like crazy illiquid coins? Who's doing this?
It's just that platform is it's highly like just, illiquid. Yeah.
It's like money suckers. Like
no, so
probably people, still forking exactly. TVL in crypto, on Phantom.
You learn like actual real scams.
In you learn solidly, how people yeah, really. You
the crypto has some deflationary properties. Like you can just lose it.
You learn life lessons. You learn life lessons too.
There's some deflationary.
Like problems. You learn. Is this a scam?
It might be a scam.
You don't trust.
When do I get out yeah. before the scam ends? Like
you're really skeptical of people, and like you really go through all the so, the P's and Q's. So, like
I was upset. I was upset with my T King. Because it went from $100 to $1,100. I had an 11X.
Yeah, and you didn't sell.
And I didn't sell. And then I think that they did like a new version that I didn't know.
No, they
about.
Had a season it, two it, of Tiger King. No one watched.
Oh, the Tiger King NFTs?
And then,
no, Tiger King coin. T-King. Oh,
I remember that.
I have like a very odd number, like 13 million, like 8715523. I mean... The Tiger King coin.
It's like my SOS drop. It's like nothing now.
It's yeah, like but you have
bucks,
like,
but now it's like $8. Like,
yeah, at least MetaMask shows you know, the value of those things. And I don't know.
I quote, solidly turned out to be one of the most challenging projects for Andre and Anton. And the burnout resulted in their.
No, because he couldn't handle the toxicity of crypto Twitter, man. Everyone was like,
it was pretty bad.
Everyone was just dragging him on social media. You're just getting like millions of like DM notifications. I'm sure people, plenty of people told him to kill himself or something.
So like, it's there have been people talking about like secretly behind the doors, they get doxxed. But like on the deep web or the internet, you know what I mean?
But
where
I mean,
like he doesn't get publicly doxxed, but it's like,
well,
yo, dude, have you seen Tim Pool? He's gotten swatted 5 times.
It's Tim Pool.
Aubrey, do you know Tim Pool?
Tim Pool, yes. I do know Tim Pool.
So, you know what it is to get swatted?
The YouTuber guy?
Yeah. He's had the SWAT team. He's had the SWAT teams called on him 5 times. 3 times, there have been a SWAT team of 10 people show up to his door while he's streaming a podcast.
Yeah, FBI.
Can you imagine if that happened to us? I don't know. All this is going to get cut on the YouTube. And so, Aubrey, I think that we're going to just move into the NFT discussion.
All right, man.
And then we do the shills. And then we do the shills. So this is like cut. Hey, so we're doing our NFT section of the...
Yeah,
dude.
Why would you
cut out like the part that was actually like the most interesting was the last thing you said you weren't going to include. That was the only thing I paid attention.
Because Gabe just cracked the brewski and just sipped it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's like
Brian's had one the whole time.
That's what it makes it great, you know.
Yes.
Make crypto's for a podcast.
Cut out the part right now with me, but like, dude, leave in the part about the guy that you were
cheers.
Talking
where's
about.
My, cheers. Where's my MAGA hat for crypto's?
So NFTs, back to NFTs. I mean, like, there's a lot of scam products out there right now. People are trying to money grab into bear market, which is like, there's like that Tai Lopez scam, and it like went badly. Like, there's like a 10 ETH like pre-sale or something. Like, you get paid like 3 ETH. Or Kevin, the Pixelmons, like that they were just getting, they were just buying art off of like a regular art.
And then they didn't give the artist enough time to finish. And so then they just.
It got pixelized. But the thing is, the Kevin Pixelmon is worth a lot of money.
Because of the memes. 8 ETH.
Yeah. But that's probably like what? Not even break even though?
Well, the thing is, the minting fee was 3 ETH.
Yeah, it was so bad.
And then this was a genius masterclass in marketing because what they did is they purchased a pre-existing Twitter account that had 160,000 people.
Yeah.
And then they hyped him up. And what they did is behind the scenes, they paid for influencers to promote their NFT project and said that this is going to be very cool. And then they're going to make a video game after it. And then it's very easy with NFT projects to say that we're going to raise funds to make a video game that they don't make. And it's actually incredibly common. The play to earn the Jewel rugged so hard. And I remember Brian shilling Jewel, and it you shot through the roof. I did shill Jewel.
I remember Brian shilling it too.
Yeah, no, you were the first one to shill Jewel.
Well, I was just like, I heard about Jewel.
And S-Dog. Both for
and S-Dog.
Because the APY is big, but I'm saying this is a good time to, I mean, like, not financial advice or whatnot.
Not legal advice.
But, like, Jewel is, like, a good time to LP, like, right now. Like, they're in the game. They're still building the game. Like, they're building a new map, right? Like, it's just, like, the price and everything right now is just shit. So, it doesn't matter. But it's, like, it's not like it's a bad thing. It's just, like...
It's a good bear market scoop.
Yeah, I mean, LP pools, passive income, that's, like, the thing right now.
I think gold doubloons are not a bad idea either.
What are those? What?
Gold bullion. Precious metals. I've been talking about... Apparently, like, with commodity prices up.
Silver?
I mean, if you look at the macro thing, people are fleeing into hedges.
I've been in those crude futures.
The crude futures. And then, if you had shorted Facebook. Yeah. And I think that what we need to do is add the dimension of what would we bet against? Because we shill things. But maybe what do we bet against as well? Because it's like, we can do the shills, but, like, what are things that... Because if we're on, we can't do up only, because actually that's done. We can say that we're bullish on this and buy those coins, but
I'm bearish on Tesla.
Yeah, if you're macro bearish, we should probably pick things that we're just like, this is going to lose, this is going to win. Because it's all relative. And it's like, if we had fleed to safe havens like oil.
I mean, oh yeah.
Like if you're bullish on oil, or if we're bullish on certain coins or certain NFTs, or like, what you should buy?
How does it even work?
Also, what you bet against.
I've been in oil for a long time.
But, like, how do you buy -$12?
I didn't. I bought oil when it was, like, back to, like...
So, actually, what happened was that there was a glut, and then there weren't enough people...
I bought it again at, like, 7.
There weren't enough people transporting the fuel. So then, if you paid for the delivery costs, but it was during COVID where no one was delivering anything, so then the cost of delivery was super crazy. And then a lot of people were going insolvent. The average people that, like, you know, the companies that bought oil. So it was -37 if you had a place to store it. And now it's at 130. I mean, the thing is, you would have to pay for the transportation.
That's 2x.
Yeah, I got it at like 70.
Yeah, I mean, like, dang. I mean, imagine like getting money for oil to buy oil. Like,
well, the markets have been so relative. If you were in crypto for a while, that was the genius play. If you were buying property or used cars, that's actually the big move. And then the market has just gone up and down, and inflation is up. If you had
China invades Taiwan for the microchips, man, we're fucked.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, but I've heard that. I've been talking with my MBA group. The people in Europe are more fucked than Americans.
And yeah,
because they get all their gas from
Europe's in big trouble.
And then
we can just get more from the Saudis.
Yeah. I was
or drill more into like Alaska.
Or we just start drilling. We just ramp drilling up here again.
I think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna happen.
Yeah. We just ramp drilling. Exxon goes back to like the
Texas low 100s. Oil money. Is new.
Exxon stock surges another 50%. Like.
So should we move into the shills?
Yeah,
I think let's do this though. We'll extend it. The shills and the shorts. Because honestly, it's a bad thing, because if we end every episode saying buy this, buy that, sometimes we should be like, dude, sell this, sell that.
Dale, before all this though, do you think the war in Ukraine is bullish for Bitcoin?
No, because everyone during that time was like, oh, Russia's going to go into Bitcoin. Like, they're going to evade the sanctions to buy Bitcoin. And so that's why they don't have to deal with SWIFT and all that stuff. And it's like, they don't have the infrastructure, and they were already preparing for this moment. They're buying actual gold. So they weren't buying Bitcoin. They're buying actual gold. So like they weren't ever going to use crypto, and that's easily.
So Russia said that they were going to use crypto, but, on an individual but then level, what happened is the numbers that went to Russia. No.
For the Russia stablecoin.
Russia said that you can only purchase $600 of Bitcoin a year, only on their centralized individuals, exchanges. Individuals,
Coinbase and the other exchanges haven't done anything yet.
No, but because they haven't had a
Binance. No, but the Russians.
They have to follow the same.
The Russians.
They try to bait Binance. They try to bait Binance.
They didn't agree to that. They didn't lock out the users.
They only
locked out the whales. They didn't lock out like the everyday. Like
they have to follow the sanction law, so they have been blocking accounts.
I heard Coinbase and Binance haven't blocked any Russian accounts.
No,
Binance hasn't.
No, they have. Okay.
No, Binance is not sanctioned Russian accounts.
For criminal activity.
No, they were trying to
I heard they had.
They have to follow the SWIFT sanctions, and so they can't, those people can't use their funds to trade crypto. CZ was on, they tried to bait him on Bloomberg. Like, try to bait him, like, are these people using funds? Are you following sanctions? Like, he's like, yes, we are following the law. And like,
yes, but that didn't.
We follow things, and like, if there's a Russian user,
the law didn't say they had to stop accepting. That wasn't what the law said, though.
The law was they couldn't trade. Basically, you can't like transfer the funds. They can open an account, but they just can't do anything on the account. So they lock them out of their account, basically.
Weird.
But they said like if you,
are this yeah
yeah CZ know. Said like. He doesn't know the details, but I'm certain that they're complying with the sanctions.
I've also been reading like Rublev like stablecoin transactions are like
well the you know the weird thing that this is the back to the macro
because you can go to
yo. So Russia has been kicked off of all
for
platforms
exchanges. You need connection to a bank account. That's why they're centralized.
Yeah, but you can go to like smaller like. Like you nothing. Have to, you go to like Turkey or something.
You would have to be like
Cyprus.
No, you have to be like 4chan, like black market, like the OTC for the Bitcoin.
I mean, all you really need is Tornado Cash and a VPN.
Yeah, I feel like you could just go like a smaller place without any of those like agreements. Just go to a small exchange there and do whatever.
Dude, Brian, you remember the message that I sent you about the guy who like got robbed in Miami?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I got 4 million. Don't show my face. Like they were waiting for me outside my apartment.
And they got my phone, and then all my crypto is gone. They took my
wallet. 4 million. There's 4 million estimated in my phone at that time.
It's like, getting out of control because paper losses can be.
He's definitely lying. He's like, I had a detect.
I also, it's the Austin Dyro Bros, or it's like. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a Jesse Smollett.
Yeah. Like I was walking down the street and I lost $4 million in crypto and
watches. Yeah.
You guys
bleached my face. Yeah.
If any Russians just went all into Bitcoin before the Rublev crash, they're geniuses, right?
No, they're not allowed to withdraw.
I mean, they'll find a way.
But it's like you can't.
You need to like, escape the country. Yeah, exactly.
You can't get out of the country.
No. So the U.S. government straight up said, we're not worried about crypto, people avoiding sanctions by crypto, because how easily it is to track it, that's the beauty of the ledger, like everything is transparent, and it's like, you can only Tornado Cash so much money. Like
they've tornado cashed 180 million though.
So
like you can get up to 180 million.
But think about the Bitcoin people. They had 4 billion or 3 billion worth of Bitcoin that they just had sitting.
It might sound conspiratorial. It sounds like a psyop.
If you're smart enough about it, if you go to the right place.
All you can do is like 100 million. 100 million is the max, I feel like, for Tornado.
Sounds like a psyop. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But
I think if you like, even like hard walleted like a lot of Bitcoin right now.
It would be easily transactable. You could tell it'd be a Russian person.
No, but I don't even mean like short term. I just mean like long term, just like preserve.
Well, they're isolating themselves. Yeah. They're disconnecting themselves.
Because you're not going to like blame like
they're attaching themselves to China
for being Russian.
They're attaching
didn't they say like, March 11th?
That's not how the sanctions
they're
are
detaching. No, like, well, I mean they're detaching from the global internet. They're having their own global internet.
Let's leave it off the macro politics stuff, and conspiracy let's just go to the shills. The shills, and then the, maybe if you have a short, chip in a short. Because I'm short a couple things.
What's your short? Lead off with your short.
My short is Ethereum.
Ethereum 1800. Crypto's dead.
Ethereum's dead.
I think Ethereum is going to go lower.
I mean, who's that guy, Arthur? He predicted 1800. It hasn't gone to 1800 yet.
But the thing is, when it's a bear market, everybody is like,
yeah, people lose interest so fast. Like crypto Twitter is like being like people don't know what to do themselves, and they're just like, it's so toxic right now. It's like crazy, like no meme, nothing productive. Like I'm getting like cold calls from like consultants trying to show coins.
But in terms of bullishness. Yeah, dude, I finally capitulated with the Urzel and then got MRI and doubled up real quick.
You're out of like Urzel? A scam.
Yeah, I moved it.
You're out of Urzel completely?
I can't
I just was like, I was on the uptick with it. And then I think that my actual skills are being early to being coins. But I feel it was funny because I think Ben was the one who was just like, you don't want to be rich just being early to Doge. And I'm like, nah, I'm down to just be rich. Like, I don't care. Yeah, and then actually, I'm the one who's like,
you don't think Ursula can come back?
I want to buy back in with my profits, but I think MRI is going to run. And then actually, Ursula went down while MRI went up.
Yeah.
And Marshall Rogan Inu.
Why is it Marshall?
Because it's a dog.
Joe Rogan's dog. Yeah. That's what it's based on. Marshall Rogan.
Nick's just shaking his head.
I'm shaking Nick's my head, like, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
It did like 10x on me.
I don't really...
do you guys know...
Follow Joe Rogan that closely.
Do you guys know about what they actually have done?
I've heard the tokenomics are genius.
They are.
I've heard the tokenomics are genius.
Marshall Eaton.
No, they've committed a certain amount to... it's a mix of...
What's the best exchange for it?
No, there's only one exchange.
Uniswap?
Yes. Yeah. That's the only place you can. Because, like, dude, I use MetaMask Swap sometimes. No, and then.
No, supposedly you're supposed to.
No. So I do MetaMask Swap. Actually, if you just use browser, you can just go to Uniswap and check it against the. You should not give the tax to MetaMask, in my opinion.
But they do get you the best rate.
No, they don't. They take an extra tax, and then you can just go direct to the source. But if there's only one,
I actually walked through this process.
You can only get MRI.
I was proved wrong.
They don't have a market for it anywhere else. But MRI, every time that you buy in, they tax you, and then that tax is given to the actual athletes.
The MMA fighters.
Yeah. So they've been doing it, but then another fraction of it is given to the, if you register with your tokens, then you get a chance to win free tickets. So they've been like paying for people's knee surgeries, and then they've been buying UFC tickets. But then also whenever someone purchases stuff, they burn tokens. So then it's deflationary.
I mean, do they have their own exchange that's all virtual?
No. The own exchange is like a scam. Like if something has their own exchange, I'm just like, this is shady.
Brian, what's your show?
I'm going to do what I've been researching or reading up on is the Cosmo Atom like ecosystem. Like if you buy and stake a certain amount, like Osmo, Juno, Secret, Atom, like 30, less than 50 of these coins are eligible for all these airdrops. So people have just been getting airdrops for airdrops.
I haven't heard about this. And then if you grind just on the staking, airdrop yeah. game, yeah, you just make money just staking.
And the staking yields or the single side staking APYs or APRs are really high. So it's like 186 like staking these LP pools. Like you're eligible for so many of these airdrops from the Cosmo ecosystem. Like Luna, you know, technically runs on Cosmo.
Oh, Luna is a shill.
Mm-hmm. So like Luna 2.
Were you guys all saying it was going to zero because of MIM or whatever?
Well, that was the fun. I like yeah. kind of panicked on that.
That was good.
And then I like doubled it after you guys said
No, and my one homie, you know, what's Luna at? What's Luna at
right now? 90.
You guys it was at 44. Dude, it was at 44.
Shout out Omar. My friend Omar from Madison, who was an exchange student from Saudi Arabia, shilled it to me at $3. This is like a old school crypto yeah, Sparta thing. Cute. I was like, I don't know much about Luna, but to my friend who's smart yeah. told me about Luna, like, I know if you had actually been listening to the podcast
no,
the whole way through.
No, it's $44 like after the
No, but I got it chilled to me at
$3. Luna, Phantom, AVAX were all like nothing.
They were nothing.
You could have just made bank on any of them.
I know, but I mean, who was listening to us at that time? Yeah. And,
well,
then,
we were
shilled,
right?
We
were shilled Matic
right
at 3 cents.
We yeah, right yeah. Pranav told us about Matic.
At 3 cents.
I just read about
in February or March.
We were the most right about Phantom. We were right about everything, really. We said we like mentioned all that.
Yeah, we should have.
And then the weird thing
even
is though we do say that
Matic at 3 cents, we would have made so much money.
No, but I like remember like mentioning Tara like on the podcast like 15.
Yeah.
Omar
yeah,
sent it to me. Omar sent it to me. He was my homie from Madison and yeah, he's from Saudi Arabia. He's a really brilliant engineer.
Yeah.
And he just knew.
AVAX, like, we were all pretty hyped on that, like, on the first run when it ramped, like.
No, we were talking about it at 60 and then dip down, yeah. and then, because you buy.
I was like, 100 AVAX was yeah. guaranteed.
Yeah.
I kept saying that.
Yeah, I'm lucky I got it on AVAX just in time, but.
I mean, I mean just, like, right
now,
like, it's like, you can't blame yourself if you DCA.
Celsius.
If you DCA.
8%. Is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ended up getting like into AVAX like the mid 30s, which is clutch.
I bought some on the dip like 65. So that was good.
All right, Gabe, what are you shilling though?
What am I shilling? I don't know. I've got an outside of the box one here, but I don't know.
Do it.
I'm going to go with BNB.
And Binance.
And Cardano.
Really, Cardano?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with some wild.
Sunday
I'm short in Cardano. I'm short in Cardano.
Sunday swap.
I disagree with this guy.
I hate Cardano.
So, hey,
I'm going
to
with some
this is the 1 year anniversary, but then let's see in a year. I think Cardano's gonna shit the bed.
I think Cardano could be big.
It's getting outside of the top 10. Like,
I know. It's lower.
Phantom,
Luna past them.
Phantom top 10 coin.
I think Cardano's going to do well.
Hey, but on this note, I think we're wrapping it up. Last words, Koski got a show.
Yeah, I got some shows. Speaking of Luna, I was shilling Mirror to my homie Noah earlier this week because he's huge on Luna. And that was taken off. It's pretty dope. It's like synthetic assets, so it's tied to stocks and whatnot.
That's why short squeeze on silver, synthetic fucking GameStop. I immediately am like, this is like a hedge fund scam.
But anyways, it's got the sixth highest TVL on Luna Terra ecosystem, I believe.
Yeah.
And then,
dude, who's backing Luna? Because they're filling gaps between these markets.
Aliens, bro.
Aliens? Dude, aliens, because they got the unobtainium. I mean, the markets are weird.
Well, then, my next show is...
unobtainium.
It's terrible. Luna, Omar showed me on Luna. But I think it's like inflated. I'm a bit nervous.
It's a little interesting.
Well, it's shady, dude. When you start doing stablecoins, the US
Kwan, though, he tweeted that he's not leaving. Kwan.
I mean,
he's not this leaving. Is the whole thing. He's not going to
die. Every time I hear about a famous dude in crypto, I'm just like, nah, short that shit. Like, when people start obsessing, they're like,
well,
Daniele, and like we were Daniele fans. Like we were.
Was on the multi-sig on Wonderland. And he had to give that up. And he gave that up.
Yeah. Doquan. I mean.
Yeah. Solidly. Like.
Come on. Oh, God.
We earned our stripes. We deserve to get rich. Like, markets go up.
Did you have some NFTs, too? Because I heard that Phantom and Solana have been popping off. And you
think
people might be shifting.
There's a Michael Jordan NFT. That just launched, him and his son just launched a project. I forget what it's called. It's like Six Rings or something. It looked pretty cool.
You're going to do like an NFT of like his sneakers or something. Like, that they can own like the sneakers.
Well, I mean, it's Michael Jordan's project. So like, I don't know, pretty bullish.
And they have the actual, it's like.
Is it on ETH or is it on Solana though?
Well, they have their own.
I think it's Solana. I'm not
sure. Solana has been buying NFT people because they've been trying to like make everybody be like Solana NFTs instead of ETH. But ETH is like, really, the gas has decreased a lot. I don't know if they've been.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't transacted on ETH in a long time, but. I mean,
it's been a bear market.
I've seen screenshots saying it's been on
ramen. Ramen instead of salmon. Yeah. You know, no more salmon. Ramen.
Business flow of the year. Sushi slaw.
Well, that's gone so much on some.
It was so overhyped. I mean,
so much turnover. So much.
So disappointed.
Change of leadership. There's so much drama though. It's hard to recover.
So disappointed.
Speaking of NFTs. One of my other shows is actually Propel.
Swagger Tooth.
Token. Swagger Tooth. Got Tooth. Hashtag Got Tooth.
Well, that's what I was saying with the MJ stuff. Is like they have the actual like shoes and they have the original merchandise to make NFTs.
Right.
I just saw MJ and I was like
Swagger Tooth, you know?
Yes.
The original. Yeah. There's Michael Jordan and the Swagger Tooth. It's like the same.
I didn't want to shoot the gun there, but that was
Propel, their NFT marketplace has all these like Ukrainian NFTs, and they've actually been up like 200% on this past week.
Dude, we didn't even market cap. It's Ukraine where they faked
it. No, let's wrap it up. Honestly, on that note, when we start talking about Ukraine, let's just cut
it. Shill of the year goes to Daniel for S Dog.
Yeah, S Dog. It was like we know we rugged.
Biggest rug pull.
Dude, I said 250 on that.
Scrooge McDuck.
That's the first time.
I talked about there's a new coin
that was
called you're gonna get rugged or no, you're rugged. I think the coin is called
An NFT collection. It's like rugged. You got rugged.
And it's like, yo, dude, they're not lying. So I'm gonna ride the dragon. I'm just trying to get out before. It's a game of musical chairs.
Yeah. It's very high level game theory. It's like the
very high level game theory.
That's what Ponzi is. It's high level game theory. Yeah. They just did not play out the way we wanted to.
For sure.
All right, guys. We want peace in Ukraine. We just want peace. We're neutral.
Happy almost 1 year.
Oh. It's all very non-political.